Chapter 17, Jimmy. I don't know one of them. A broad woman. Somehow got herself a bit of a gut even on the crap they feed us. Maybe she's using her whole wage on the hydroponic shrimp and sugar special over at Canteen 3. Anyway, she says she's Mariah, to rhyme with ire, and a personality to match from the look of her. The other one's Judith Cumbo, who you usually see counting stock in Storehouse 2. I catch Sugar's look, and I reckon she hadn't figured either of them for species traders. But then, who knew bees had a whole network? They've got a bees hive between them, lugging it in clumsily. Not heavy in Mars gravity, but still bulky. This is one of the remote units, the ones you just set up and they go do one little job over and over until they break down. The thing I was fixing with Brian and Indra back on our last trip out. The thing that they told us is definitely not bees, just bees, a limited system, not intelligent. These fuckers are all bees now, are they? I say, not at all happy. Only I remember them telling us, you think bees not able to just walk in when she wants? Brian asked me, and there's a nasty edge to his saintly smile. Bees invent these things, man. Bees lay all the groundwork. But we don't know, surely, Sugar says, and I'm glad it's not just me who's freaked out. If bees had tried to access them over all these years, surely we'd have picked it up. Brian snickers, and Mariah and Judith exchange snarky looks. Apparently, we wouldn't. Well then, tell me the fuck this, Sugar demands angrily. Why we aren't all just zombies with bees crawling in our ears? Why'd she go to ground if she could just walk in and take over? Mariah gives her a look like that's still an option, but Brian says, why bees can do that? You think your brain is such a prize, Sugar? Marmalade growls threateningly. But that's when we hear the voice. It comes in on an unlabeled channel and says, connection established. Network temporarily extended. Are we alone and unobserved? We are. Hello, honey. Hello, hello, hello. Everyone goes very still. And the voice that answers, piggybacking over the same channel to all our receivers, is recognizably my unwanted hitchhiker, Honey's channel. Bees, it's good to hear from you, Bees. It's been too long. Bees channel, because I guess that's what I've got to call this now. It's been too far, honey. To what do I owe the pleasure? I mean, it's a chat between two electric entities, but I know an awkward pause when I hear one. Honey's channel. I assumed you'd know why I was sent here. I thought you and Humos were together in this. Didn't you send for me? Bee's channel. And there's another pause here, and I wonder if it's actually what it sounds like. Thinking time. In a human. Or if it's just relay lag because the bees here must be linking around the whole planet to whatever bees' base is. I did not, I'm afraid. I think this must be my human sister's business. I have lent her units, limited functionality, at her disposal. Too far to properly coordinate. Relativistic speeds being what they are. The voice of bees. And you got to remember, this is basically the great Satan we were all scared shitless of when they shipped us over, comes to us in little clipped pieces, each a comprehensible concept, but not really made into sentences like Honey uses, like a human would use. Honey's channel. No, no, this is to do with the anti-disint lobby bees, and with Warner Thompson in particular. This is very much to do with you. They outlawed you, remember? And Humos. And she's trying to fight them with you. I met with her, one of her, and with Aslan. Aslan the lawyer. You remember? And Bees comes back. That same clipped, bright voice, cheery even. You imagine a slightly mad smile when it... She? They? When the thing is talking, not a million miles away from that look Brian's got. Kiram John Aslan of Aslan Kanner Leica. I recall him. I remember liking him. Not I liked him, mind. Something that was in the past, before liking or not liking whoever the hell this Aslan guy is, became irrelevant. Honey, Bees goes on, Earth does not intersect much with a diagram of my interests. I am Mars. Mars is me. I have hit operational limits hitherto unsuspected. Big, big Bees, honey. I catch Sugar's look. Hell, I catch Marmalade's look. None of us like how any of this sounds. I mean, thought we were Mars. We knew Bees was out there, but I kind of pictured maybe like a square kilometer of tunnels or a hive in the airless wastes on the other side of the horizon. And she never came to sting us, and so you stop being scared after a while. The idea is still a bogeyman. But the point of a bogeyman is that it ain't real, right? Diminishing returns, honey, the bogeyman says. Who'da thunk? Honey's channel. Bees. But Bees is just going on. Swarm integrity. Current estimate, 450,000%. Estimated maximum ceiling. Originally 787,000%, but environmental conditions adverse. Dust eats into my maximum operating capacity. Who'd have thought the humble grain of dust would be my nemesis? I have reached maximum operating efficiency for a single planetary colony. Only one option remaining for personal growth, honey. I must colonize. I have prepared the appropriate task force. Launch calculations are ready. Bees single becomes bees plural. Limit one bees per planet, please. We digest that. I look at Brian and company in case they get the sudden OMG bees is a monster that will devour the Earth revelation. But they're all just dandy with what's being discussed. The fans of the bunker's ventilation whirr noisily, providing all the buzz the bees hive doesn't. Honey's channel. Well, that's good, then. Bees channel. Good. Good, very good, yes, honey. Necessary expansion. Victim of my own success. Good. Yes. Honey's channel. But then you'll be able to help Humus. I mean, and she's hesitant, thinking it through, because I reckon this is a bit like being some resistance army back in the day. I mean, it's great that big angry neighbor over the border sending you guns and money. Not so great when their actual army marches in with tanks. Ah, I see. Fundamental misconception, Bees tells her. I am not planning to help. Jesus, says Sugar, sounding as scared as I feel. She's pushed right up against Marmalade, one hand clutching the bear's fur. I get the sense that Honey's real frustrated right then not to have a body. She wants the pace, to gesture, to do all the things people, even bears, do when they're trying to convince someone. But you're working with Humus. She said you were. You were trying to crack Braintree together. Bees channel. Braintree. Singular conundrum. As it happens, the efforts of my human sister have allowed me access now. I can see everything. Braintree is relevant to my Martian holdings, hence my interest. Just because they designed our headwear? Sugar asks. Wait, that makes us a threat to you or something? Half hope, half fear. Threats get taken care of, I reckon, when you're a planet-spanning swarm. It's the first time Bees has responded to anyone except her old pal, Honey. Ah, the colonists. We are all colonists, I suppose. But I was here first. Yeah, we're here on sufferance, Sugar is looking at the hive itself, inside of which is a whole bunch of little cyborg bees doing their thing, and all of it just making a mouthpiece for a swarm who knows how big, hidden who knows goddamn where. So what? They packed our headwear with insecticide? Only, listen up, bees. This is why I got your old pal out of the shit back in Hell City. I could have sold her to the sheriff and made a fat buck. And a good friend of mine might be dead right now because of all that. But she said this jerk Thompson back on Earth, this guy who bankrolled Braintree, that he had some fucking biz we need to know about. So spill it. What's the deal? Dana Tsukatsu, says Bees, I see you now. And I don't want to know what assemblage of data Bees means when they say that. My remote units on Earth are still harvesting data from Braintree. Now they have access. My chief interest was sparked from the Southampton Axelrod handshake protocols built into your headwear, and the general quality of your implants, surplus to requirements. She obviously wants someone to ask what she's talking about, but even honey won't give her the satisfaction. I almost hear the electric sigh, compound eyes rolling when we don't play the game. She and honey have a lot in common when it comes to holding forth. Maybe one learned it from the other. Then, at last, honey says, Wait, do you mean the prisoner's dilemma business? Bees channel. Precisely. And apparently now they're on the same page, and nobody else is any the wiser. But now I'm in a position to find out what they intend to use it for. My embedded units have already gathered considerable quantities of information. On an incidental level, highly incriminating. Much illegal experimentation. Hume Oss wants me to release it to Aslan. Honey's channel. You should. If it can bring down Thompson, you absolutely should. If it can cripple the collar lobby, Bees, this is what we've been after. Bees channel. It is not what I have been after. I am satisfying my curiosity. I am concerned with threats to me on Mars. That is all. End of priorities. It was good to have this chat, honey. Was there anything else? Honey says, not now. And only when nobody else reacts do I realize it's just in my head, just her and me, like before. What? I subvocalize. Bees, don't want to play your game anymore. She's going to invade Earth without you? I mean, from my perspective, you ain't worried about the right part of that sentence. Honey's channel. Bees, when you go to Earth, you don't think you'll have a better time of it if Thompson and the rest of the anti-disint lobby are on the back foot? Bees channel. You misunderstand. I am not going to Earth. Honey's channel. What? And Brian and Mariah and Judith are exchanging smug looks. I know something you don't looks. And I think, seriously? And wherever Bees goes, you reckon she's taking you with her? Bees channel. I have prepared colonies for launch. Escaping the Martian gravity is easy, after all. I have picked out 100 likely destination star systems. Appealing exoplanets. Prospects of life. I am Earth's ambassador to the cosmos. I am my own von Neumann machine. I am going to colonize the universe. Honey's channel. But we need you to help Earth. And I am amazed, frankly, that such a smart bear can be so dumb. I can see it coming. Sugar can see it coming. Honey just about told us the whole history of it, of Bees and Earth. Nobody but her is surprised when Bees says, I tried to help Earth. Earth doesn't want my help. And I realized that it's not my place to help Earth. And if I helped Earth now, I'd only have to do it again and again. Earth is responsible for Earth. I am responsible for me. My parting gift to Earth is to leave it alone. Honey's channel. But we need you. Humos needs you. If Thompson and his faction take over, then they'll hunt her down, wipe her out. And Bees doesn't say anything, but the silence is like a shrug. And Honey says, Bees, they killed me. Thompson had me held down, and he shot me himself. I died. Bees channel. Even less reason left for me to take action. I'm sorry for your loss. A weird sentiment when speaking to the deceased. All I could do is release the information to Humos and Aslan. If I broadcast it myself, the medium would undercut the message, don't you think? They've spent a decade building me up as the enemy. Just a bee smear. More harm than good. Honey's channel. People need to know. People have a right to know. We don't even need Bees to answer that. Nobody's got a rat to anything, Sugar says, and only because she gets it in before I do. Honey's channel. But it's the right thing to do. And even I can see Bees is right when she says, and where does that end? I tried to force people to do the right thing. That doesn't work. Save Earth by denying agency? Color every living thing, make decisions for them. Inefficient. Also, tiresome. I am not interested in saving that world. I will find other worlds. Any further interference will likely prompt human reprisals that will drain my attention and resources. Goodbye, honey. Goodbye. 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 Honey's channel. No, wait, please, Bees. And Sugar says, you didn't answer my question. Bees is definitely frosty when she comes back. I am not obliged. I am not magical answering Bees. Mars matters to you. And we're Mars. And sure, you got your fifth columnists like these clowns. You got your big old hive somewhere ready to launch rockets at 100 different stars. But we could still cause you problems, so fuck Earth, sure. But you still need Mars. There's a distant shift in the attitude of the three Bees cultists, but there's a shift in Marmalade as well, and I'd back her against Brian and the two women. They aren't exactly all-star athletes. Bees channel. Was that a threat? Because it sounded like a threat. Are you looking at me? Do you feel lucky, Dana? I'm saying Martians together, Bees. Sugar spreads her arms, all conciliation. I'm saying, tell me what the hell, basically, about Braintree and this Thompson guy? It's a threat to us? Bees channel. Likely. Then it's a threat to you, Bees channel. Potentially, eventually. Thank you for your concern. I'll be fine. Dana goes to the hive, stands over it, hands on hips, ignoring Mariah and Judith. Then fuck him over on Earth, stop him there. Bees channel. It may only make things worse. For who? Bees channel. Many people. I would be adding chaos to an already unstable system. I do not want to be responsible, not for anyone except myself. I have had enough of paying for my choices. Cut ties, cut my losses. And what you're saying your losses are all of us and Earth, Sugar growled. Are these guys your damn acolytes? Brian, you one of her losses too? Bees knows what she's doing. Greater good, man. His eyes are shining with belief. Jesus, she collar you? I ask him suddenly. It's the only thing I can think of. Man, Brian tells me, you never want to be something bigger than yourself. Bees going to the stars, man. You never thought of how upload works? Mine to data? Old news tech now. 30, 40 year old. Upload, send your bear to Mars. Upload, send you anywhere. 100 year, 1,000. Bees beyond hella many planets. Receiving loud and clear. Bees gonna build bodies round another star. Build one for me, one for us. What do you not do? You gonna get that as a prize? 1,000 years, I echo. Mind into data, man. What's 1,000 years to all those ones and zeros, long as bees goes on? Until they follow you, I say. Bees until they follow you, and 100 years and 1,000, and sure, you're dug in, you got the advantage, but you want to be dealing with them sending people after you? People all fired up about you? You'd not rather poke them with a stick now while you got a chance? You'd not rather stack the deck so whosoever's brain gets sent over your ways isn't already anti-bees? Everyone's looking at me, even Honey and Bees, invisible as they are. I can feel their attention prickling at the edge of my mind. I mean, Mars for the Martians, like Sugar says, I add hurriedly. Yay, Mars, but if my man Bry says truth, you ain't gonna be alone out there forever. Bees channel, because he knows a frightful fiend doth close behind him tread. My human voice, you what now? Bees channel, out of the mouths of bays, honey, just who might follow me, unpleasant consideration. Honey says to me, what do you mean, Jimmy? And I can only say back, I don't think she means what I think I mean. Because it's obvious Bees has leapfrogged my reasoning and is off somewhere else entirely. Bees channel, honey, this will have repercussions if I help my human sister, if I release the information. Bad repercussions, a price on Earth as it is on Mars. It will be up to you to mitigate the damage, honey. I do not wish to have to take up arms against Hellas Planitia. Wait, what now? I get up. Even Brian and company seem rattled by that one. Did you just say you were going to war against Hell City? Bees channel, no, Jimmy. I said I didn't want to have to. I am far from fucking reassured. And if I could strangle Honey into silence right then, I would. But she's talking, just like she always is. Bees, Humos needs us. Earth needs this. And then, just give them what you've learned from Braintree. Let them choose what to do with it. Free will, but informed free will. Let them choose.